There we go. Had to hit the right buttons. My buttons weren't pushed the right way. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Crazy weather this weekend. We'll get to that in a second. Some breaking news here in the city of Des Moines as well. We'll take just a quick glance into that as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. And the website is at 1700thechamp.com. I still have issues with Audio Boom. So if I don't get them fixed tonight, then I will switch to something else to get my podcast up. Got some new podcasting equipment in for the little basement podcasting thing we're going to do. So we'll have that starting up here pretty soon as well. Want to take some time to talk about the sponsors of the show. We have Northwest Bank, Laser Home Services, Woodman Controls, and BetMGM. Also, we have Build My Future. It is happening April 13th, 2022 at Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's a hands-on skilled trades event. You meet employers and try job-specific skills in industry. And let me say that again. You get to try job-specific skills in industries like manufacturing, commercial and residential construction, restaurant, culinary, and hospitality, automotive and mechanical, law enforcement, emergency services, military, healthcare, IT, trucking and logistics, energy, and many, many more. Go to www.iowaskilledtrades.com. At Iowa Skilled Trades, pound Build My Future, pound Iowa Skilled Trades, or you can get a hold of Brandon Peterson. He is at Brandon at DSMHBA.com. Like we said before, www.iowaskilledtrades.com. For those of you that, you know, you're not quite sure you want to go to a two-year university, a four-year university, looking for a degree, hold on just a second.
Got some breaking news.
I'm just getting ready to break some breaking news.
Yes.
You wanna hop on there with me?
Yes, I hate to interrupt your show.
That's okay.
But we're kind of going around to all the studios.
Yeah, so right before I came on, not very far away from the John Patterson Roadhouse that I live in, some scary things happening today at East Des Moines High School.
Yeah, Des Moines police have confirmed there's been a shooting outside of East High School. It happened about 40 minutes ago, roughly. Police are still on the scene. Multiple shooting victims. It happened outside the school, but on school property. It wasn't inside. A lot of people you see on social media were saying inside school. This happened outside of the school, but on school grounds. There's been no updates. The only update we had earlier, three teens are in critical condition. Suspects are in custody, plural. There are multiple suspects that are in custody. No names have been released, but the reason I broke in, and again, I hated to break in when you were in the middle of something.
I was getting ready to say it too, and I'm kind of glad you came in because I'm not an experienced radio guy. I didn't know how much I could say or not say, so
you're doing just fine.
We're going at it.
What they are asking, the reason I came in right away, is they're asking people to stay out of the area, which you know all too well, so maybe if you could describe the area where they want people to stay away
from. It's right off of 235. It's right on University. And it's an extremely busy cross section there, and especially this time of day when kids are getting ready to get out of school. They usually get out anywhere between 2:45 and 3:10. I think they break them down on who they let out and at what time.
Which, by the way, and again, this has not been confirmed. We're trying to get details as, you know, things are just kind of flying right now. But there are a lot of parents that are concerned, but the school was on lockdown.
Yes.
So if you have kids that are still inside the school because of that lockdown, that can be the reason. So don't
panic.
And
they're not coming out.
They're not coming out
until they know it's safe.
Right. And they could have lifted that. That was the last update we had. They're not letting anybody out and nobody in at that time. And again, that could have changed. That was the last update about 10 minutes or so ago.
And I'm thinking the same thing that you did when you came in is these weren't kids that were in school per se.
Right.
They might have been, but they were out, and
it did not happen inside. It happened outside on school grounds.
And it is a very big especially in the open area where everybody parks and stuff. It's a very big open area. So
in the neighborhoods, by the way, the surrounding neighborhoods were on lockdown as well.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that happens. I always come back to my last year that I was at Southeast Polk, my last 15 minutes of high school. We had a school shooting in our school. Nothing like this, but I mean, it was one of the first school shootings in the United States.
Wow.
And I think regularly about it, especially when things like this happen, was no phones, no cell phones, no communication, no nothing.
No way to communicate with your mom and dad.
No, it's just nobody was calling anybody. Mm-hmm. All this was going on. Everybody knew that. Now, looking at that and the pressures and stuff that brings, when you look at something like this, you have all kinds of technology, and it may make things worse because, you know, people will, for the heck of it, will try to make it seem even worse than it was. We know that three people have been shot. We know three people have been taken to hospital. So we know that it's real. That's the difficulty. There's no happy medium, Chad. There's
no.
Of no knowledge or way too much knowledge. And our issues that we always have, and parents, you need to sit down with your kids tonight and all that. A lot of copycat stuff. Oh my gosh, look how much attention everybody got because
they did
this.
First thing I did as a parent, reached out to my daughter who happened to be in the library, was staying after school for some extra help. You know, you just check in.
Yep.
There's been one update from the police. I think you've already referenced this, Steen, that southbound East 14th Street is still closed at East University Avenue.
Yes.
So southbound East 14th at East University Avenue is still closed.
Right, and probably will be for the foreseeable future while they collect evidence. And
I will send you updates. I will make sure they get to your phone. I'll put them on the Champ socials, by the way.
Perfect.
At 1700 The Champ. I'll keep making sure there's updates there. And again, my apologies to you and your audience for
I'm glad you stopped
breaking in on you.
It's always nicer to tell that story when somebody's in here with you, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, buddy. So that was part of the breaking news that is out there. And to be really truthful, I jumped on News Center 13, KCCI. Both of them have them as headlines on top, but they're not doing anything else. If we find out more things, we'll let you know. Thoughts and prayers for those who were involved and were injured, and even bigger for all the people still inside the school to keep them calm and understand that stuff like this happens. The fact that I can sit here and say, well, stuff like this happens is sad in a certain way, but we're pretty strong, so I think we'll take care of it and handle it, but everybody just be calm and hopefully we'll get that area opened up. We'll get kids home, and parents, give them an extra hug. They're probably going to need it today. So we have a ton of things to talk about. I'll keep you updated on that. Weather. Let's talk about that first. And I saw this a couple of times this weekend, and. It's so strange, and maybe there's a lot of places that you can live in the United States that you don't have four seasons, and we happen to have four seasons in the state of Iowa. Our problem is we have those four seasons, and sometimes those seasons interlock with each other even when they're not supposed to, because when you take a look at what happened this weekend, Friday night, if you weren't sitting outside on your deck having a drink, barbecuing, grilling, or just sitting out and just relaxing, I can't believe you weren't doing that. And Saturday, it's going to be a rainy day, some severe weather. And when you think of severe weather, now we've had this twice, right? We've had severe weather, tornadic activity, and severe winds and hail in wintertime. It's still wintertime. We had it earlier, and we had a derecho come through in the middle of winter, then had snow. We went from grilling temperatures to downpours and hail and tornadoes in areas that did a ton of damage, and once again, took innocent life. The last I saw was, I can't remember if it was 5, 6, or 7. I think they've added a couple. I don't have that for sure, so I'm not going to say that. That, you know, in this time, a tornado, you know, we get so accustomed to having tornado warnings, but the tornadoes never happen. And I think sometimes that's the worst thing, right? That you take the time and you have warnings, and we have these great elaborate weather, up to the millisecond of when something's going to happen or not happen. And we all forget one thing. It's Mother Nature. Mother Nature cannot be controlled. I think we know that. Whenever we think we have control of Mother Nature, Mother Nature will set us free from that. Some horrific damage. Some people's lives were lost. And a lot of people are now, at least for the time being, homeless, with things spread all over. And, you know, one of the great things about living in this state and living in Polk County and living in this general area is when things become difficult or rough, there's always somebody there to help you. And there were tons of people there helping and watching. And you're talking, it was so weird because we're with Nana, and we have DJ, and love you, Nana. We're trying to get everybody into the basement. My wife's going into the basement. And I'm like, okay, this is such a good house that you can't hear anything. So I'm kind of outdoors a little bit, just watching it. I'm watching these clouds come over, and I'm watching the wind going and just kind of blowing things around. And you're talking the difference of 12 miles from, softball, golf ball sized hail to tornadic activity, winds blowing. The lightning show and the cloud movement was unbelievable. I mean, here I am, a sports guy. I so badly wanted to, you know, get on my phone and start giving play-by-play of all these things I was seeing. And it was Mother Nature at her best and at her worst. The best part of it is that, you know, you need this weather and the weather patterns and everything that happens, because that's what gives Iowa everything that it has. But there's times when Mother Nature, you know, goes to an extreme on one end, and you lose a home, you lose a car, you lose an individual, which is even worse. And once again, prayers are out. I hope everybody's okay. But that day after, when you see everybody helping, not even the day after, 5 minutes after it goes past somewhere, there's people out there happening or helping, and then it's moving, and people are moving with it to make sure they're there to help. That is not what I thought I would be talking about when I came in here on Monday, but it's important because things happen. What happened this afternoon, things happen. It's how you deal with what happened and move forward that changes the narrative. Always remember that. We have the capability of changing the narrative. We can't change Mother Nature, but we can help rebuild, and we can help pick up, and we can help people with food and drink and water and all that. That's how we make a difference. And then it changes the narrative, which the narrative was, oh my gosh, I just lost my home. Oh my gosh, I just lost somebody very close to me. You're at the school shooting. Oh my gosh, we've lost maybe, but have injured people from a shooting accident. We don't want that to happen. How we react to it afterwards is how we make a difference. And that's what sets us apart from everybody else. So remember that today, that if you can help, go help. If you can donate money, donate money. One of the most important things, especially after COVID, and I still don't know how they're doing it or if you can do it, donating blood is a huge deal. It's something that you can help that, you know, it all it takes is 15, 20 minutes. And it's very important. Like I said, we'll keep everybody updated on what's happening there. My things on the internet have not turned it into a story yet. It's just breaking news, and I can't pull anything up that says anything else. If we have something big, I guarantee somebody will come in here and hop on again. We want to talk. There's so many sports things to talk about this weekend, too. The Iowa women winning the Big Ten championship. We have championship week coming up, and let's in this little bit of time. I don't even have enough time to tell you. But so this week, I am here today, and I am here tomorrow. Then basketball takes over on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then we're still waiting to see. It's definitely going to be on the radio on Thursday and Friday. I just don't know about Wednesday in those first four games. So we'll see. This is a sports station. We are a CBS affiliate. So when we can get some NCAA games on so people can hear them, we're going to do it. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports and everything else your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic from the capital city. It's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hope everybody had a good Monday. With all the things going on this past weekend and this afternoon, it's like, you know, sometimes maybe we need, here's the times that we need sports. That sports helps heal things sometimes. So we'll see what we can do today. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. I am at Steen on Sports on Twitter as well. The website is 1700thechamp.com. You can listen to the show live by clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Once I get my audio boom, that's what I upload. So I record them and then I upload them and I use audio boom. And there's something, it asks for an update. I let it update and I've had issues. And by the time I get home, those issues, I have a feeling I need to do them during the day. And of course, I work during the day. So I'm trying to figure them out. We will get them figured out and I will get them up there for you. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. This is the part that one of my favorite things to talk about, because it really fits into what I believe all the time. I believe in my show. We're out there trying to do the best that we can do for those who it's difficult for them to do things, and then to make it fun and enjoyable for those that already know what's going on. That's the way Northwest Bank does this as well. It's not just this type of banking. It doesn't matter if you are old school and you like your checkbook and you like having dollars in your pocket. That's fine. They'll take care of you. There's all kinds of things that they can do. If you like to see things in your hand, like your statements and all that, they'll get them in your hands. If you're on the other side of that, most people under the age of 30, and you do everything without ever touching a writing utensil or a piece of paper, they're there for you there, too. They're ready to go. You can take a picture of your check. It's deposited. You can do all that stuff and never walk in. The part that I want you to do, I want you to walk in because I want you to get to know the people. That's a good thing to do when you have a bank account. You need to know the people you have your account with. That way, if something's gone well, you get to tell them. If something hasn't gone well, you get to tell them. They know who you are. You have that commitment with each other. And I think banking's an important enough part of your life that you need to have a commitment. They have, they have two locations in Ankeny, one in Iowa, many locations everywhere else. One of the things they're doing right now is Real Women, Real Businesses, Real Stories. Learn what drives these local business owners and entrepreneurial spirit. In a Q&A session, we asked five successful women business owners about their journey to opening their business and how they have evolved as leaders over the years. I'm in. I'm in there right now. I'm in. That's why I talk about women's NCAA basketball. That's why I talk about women's soccer team. That's when I talk about the WNBA. Anything I can do to try to help move the needle to make sure that people understand the importance that everyone gets an opportunity and a chance. And these gals have done that, and Northwest Bank takes pride in that. I take pride in that. That's why we have a relationship that we do. Northwest Bank, member FDIC, commitment you can bank on. That's pretty good. That's really good, actually. Okay, let's talk about the said NCAA tournament. You are in, if you are a basketball fan, you are at the epitome of basketball right now. This past weekend, you always have those first groups that come out. Big Ten tournament gets it done, gives their gals a chance for some rest and relaxation. I always thought that having all of these tournaments lead up and finish on Sunday for at least two teams, and then you turn around and start playing again on Thursday for, and it's different than it is during the regular season, because people say, Gary, they do that all the time. It's different because this is a win or go home. That's different. Recovery is different. Getting in a couple of practices is different. You have less time to do film study. If you've watched sports long enough over the last 4 or 5 years, you have seen what the ability to watch tape and try to distinguish between what people are doing, what they love to do, what you want to make them not love to do, is a huge part of sports. Any sport. I don't care if it's golf, hockey, football, tennis, baseball. No, can't talk baseball. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to say a word that I don't say very often. Idiots. Baseball management, baseball players. And I'm sorry, baseball players do not hold the cards here, folks. Never have, never will. Baseball players get handed a key to get into baseball, to where they need to go. Owners make keys. Remember that. There's a difference. The owners are sitting on hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're squibbling over millions of dollars for the only reason that people enjoy baseball, because we don't enjoy baseball. If I had my rather, I love to go watch baseball. My Northwest buddy, Mr. Travis, loves to go watch baseball. Scotty, who's going to be in here with me tomorrow, loves to go to baseball games. Love it. Going to continue to do it, but I'm not going to go to a baseball game to see the owner stand out there and say, well, we can't have baseball today because I don't want to, you know, take any more of a certain percentage of the money that I make and have to share that extra with the players. But when owners get extra money brought their way, i.e. television contracts, what else, betting, you know, the shoe's on a different foot then. So I'm not saying this is a baseball problem. This is a baseball ownership problem. Now, you guys can debate 2-6-5-1-5-2-6-4-1700 anytime. When you hold the cards and you own the dealer and you own the money, you can't say this is a shared problem between me and the players. It's not. They don't have anything to stand on unless they, you know, give up and just go back and do what they were doing. They shouldn't have to do that. You're making too much money to have that happen. So you have that going on in baseball. You have all these things going on. Getting back. Sorry. I way off. It's Monday. This is going to take me a second to, and I only have Monday and Tuesday today. It's just, I love doing this and I'm going to miss those, but I also love watching basketball. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Getting back to the tournaments is where I started. I thought the Big Ten having their tournament early was a good idea. The Missouri Valley. I think what the Missouri Valley wanted to do in a certain way was to showcase the amount of talent that was in the Missouri Valley. And they showcased that the way that if you're the Missouri Valley Conference, they showcased it the only way they could. The last four teams remaining were the top four teams in the league. All the games were pretty good. I think you and I, after just, you know, you and I beating Loyola to get a share of the Missouri Valley on the second time around, some of those shots that they made, they didn't make, and some of the shots that Loyola missed, they didn't miss. And then I watched the entire Drake Loyola game. And here's my takeaway from the Drake Loyola game is when push came to shove 10 seconds in the shot clock to get a good shot and a relevant shot in that time frame, Loyola had a couple of more athletes. On some of those possessions when they needed a stop before it let Drake right back in the ballgame, maybe even gave Drake a lead. There were like 10 different possessions in the latter part of the second half that if Drake could have hit one shot and put them in the lead, maybe that starts everything going your way. If you are the Drake Bulldogs, you are extremely happy the way this team played. Roman Penn coming back for the first time was not himself, but made a huge difference. If you don't think Jared DeVries is a high-quality Division I basketball player, you're mistaken. There's some talent there. They just have a little bit more work to do. I think you and I found the same thing. They just didn't have enough athletes to do that two games in a row, to be able to beat them two times in a row. And they didn't have Sister Jean. Sister Jean's important, I'm telling you. And this is an important time for Loyola. This is the last time. It's the last time they're going to be there. Saying goodbye to Loyola and picking up who you're picking up for the Missouri Valley, I think you're going to be fine. Our issue is, and I went down a lot of different things. So today and tomorrow, we'll talk a lot about the NCAA tournament. When you're looking at wins against ranked teams, and the way that I did this was I just went through their schedule, and no matter if they played in a ranked team in the first part of the season, and maybe that team's not ranked anymore, I counted it as a ranked win because at the time they had a ranked win. Now, that also didn't pick up some games. If you had take Iowa State. Iowa State was ranked number three in the country. You have some teams that when they were ranked number three in the country, they beat Iowa State, or I don't know if they were that high, but in the I thought they were in the top five for sure. Iowa State didn't end up that way, but I still counted them at some point in the season in a tough game. You beat a ranked team, and Loyola, and you and I and Drake had four of them all together. South Dakota State's in the same thing. They had one. That's a tough, tough thing. The University of Iowa had six. They had six wins against top-ranked teams. But we'll get into that a little bit later when we talk about the NCAA. But I thought it was a great start, and I think it's really smart that they did that. Now some will say maybe it's an, especially for someone, and you had a couple of these too. Some of these teams were playing their fourth game. You need to rest. If you go through this weekend coming up and you've had to play Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and hopefully you don't have to play, you know, you could play five games. And then if, let's just say you win that game and then you go, you start, you're going to be, if you're in that position, you're probably going to be one of the bottom seeds. You may have to start playing again on 2 days rest. It's very difficult, but this is the greatest time You had those great games this weekend. You had the Big Ten women. You had the SEC women. They were playing their championship early. Big 12 starts theirs coming up right now. It's a great time because you get all this basketball. You get it Wednesday. I mean, you get it here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You get them all. And then next week you'll start on Wednesday and you'll get it again. And then that following week, eat it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again. I mean, it's just the greatest time if you're an NCAA basketball fan. And I think this is the year that I don't know. If you put four number one seeds down as your winners, I don't think you're going to win big money. And I don't even know how you, right now, if you were looking at it as of today, you have Gonzaga, Arizona, Baylor, and Auburn. Those are the four for men. For women, it's South Carolina, Stanford, North Carolina State, and Baylor. I've watched all four of them play on both sides, men's and women's. I've seen them all. And I've seen them play amazing, and I've seen them get their tails kicked. Trust me, if all of a sudden at the Big 12 championship, Iowa State starts hitting some shots like they did in the second half against Baylor, I wouldn't want to play them. If you think last night losing to Illinois at Illinois with, oh my gosh, don't even get me started on refereeing on any of those games, men's or women's, there's a whole nother story. If you think that playing Iowa is going to be easy, you're crazy. I'm telling you right now, if you had to play a first-round game against Drake or you and I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's fair, but somebody can come in here and argue with me, and I'm probably going to lose. I wouldn't want to play them because they have nothing to lose. This is that one time that if you're a 16 seed and you're playing in a conference that nobody knows anything about, and you have five guys that can spread the floor and shoot, have at it. I think you can win some games. I think you could actually see a 16 beat a 1, a 15 beat a 2, a 14 beat a 3. You have 13 fours all the time. I think any of those can happen because the talent level and the amount of people that stay in school on the men's side, the women's side's totally different. That's a totally different ball game. We'll talk about that later as well. But on the men's side, there's great players on teams, but there's great players on, they're all over. I can't wait. I can't wait to do some sports betting on it. I don't think it's going to be pretty, though. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and application process. Connect with Steen on Sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm hoping it's a happy Monday. Whew. So many things happening. I just have a lot going on. Holy buckets. This is Steen on Sports. We're bringing you your sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Website is at 1700thechamp.com. Okay, this segment will be brought to you by Laser Home Services. Laser Home Services is a local business that takes care of your heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical. They've been providing home services to Des Moines for over 20 years. You can give them a call at 515-758-7729. You can schedule online at laserhomeservices.com. No matter if it's electrical, plumbing, heating, or cooling. I've had them do two different things at two different places for cooling, one thing for heating, and have really enjoyed their service. I think their customer service is and I think I can go out on a limb here. I think it's one of the best that I've ever been around. I call in, they get me to the right people. The gals that make sure the service guys are coming, they are top notch. They know which ones to send. As soon as you make your call, they start tracking everything. So on my cell phone, I know where everybody is and where they're at and how close they're getting. When I had to put in a new heater, when it got really cold, the boys were sleeping. It was like 39 degrees in our house, and we had it taken care of in less than 24 hours, which is unheard of nowadays. That the way you think the logistics chain is working. That's how good they are. My service tech is Mr. Jerry Maguire. Yes, not that Jerry Maguire, but he is Jerry Maguire, and he is a really good Jerry. He might be better than the Jerry Maguire that was in the movies. He was outstanding. The billing was outstanding. For the furnace, they had financing, made it easy. It was at that time of year where I had other things I could spend some money on now, and I can pay it off whenever I want to. It all worked so well. I'm glad they're a part of this team, and I'm glad to be able to talk about them. Once again, Laser Home Services, 515-758-7729, providing home services in Des Moines for 20 years. There you go. Okay. So I talked a little bit about you and I, Drake, Loyola. It was a great game. Loyola had kind of opened up a big lead again, and Drake fought back and fought all the way through till the very end. Great season for them. Here's the bad part of doing sports talk radio. You get so locked into all these things going on. I'm not even sure after the 64 team field is if they have a secondary tournament. Because of COVID, I don't know what they're doing. Drake and you and I both would be high seeds if that happened. And I wanted to go through a deep dive and say, you know what, I am going to fight for Drake and you and I, because even though they're not in a Power 5 conference, these are really good teams. And for everything that I could fight for them for, I would have to fight for others as well. And here's the biggest problem that the Missouri Valley has, is no one wants to play them. No one wants to play them before they get into conference play because they're too good. That doesn't fit their narrative. And it doesn't fit their narrative to get that one big ESPN game or CBS game or ABC game or Fox game because they're from the Missouri Valley and they're not in the Power 5. And so the Missouri Valley kind of gets left alone. The talent in that Missouri 5, even losing Loyola, what they have coming in, is going to be, I think, very special. And I think they're going to do a really good job. And it's really good basketball. Coach DeVries, Coach Jacobson, great job this year. You fought hard. You had to fight through injuries. Seriously, getting Roman Penn back at that time, he came out, he played really well. And you know what you need. You know what you have to go get. Maybe it's one more shooter. You know, one more person that can break something down to get to an easy basket. Because when push comes to shove in the NCAA basketball, especially this time of year, in conference tournaments, in the NCAA tournament, going by the fly of the seat of your pants doesn't work. That's why I can't be a major college coach, because, man, I can make it work for a while. But even scheming, it's not like football. You can't scheme people open. You have to have people, and they have to be able to make shots at a consistent basis. And you have to be able to play tough defense without fouling and have all that work. Now let's jump into the Iowa women this weekend. You know what I say about the naysayers about Caitlin Clark. It's to a point where I don't even talk about it that much anymore. She's an amazing basketball player. What she did leading up to the championship game was quite amazing. And then yesterday, they were facing a team that they decided that we're going to make somebody else beat us. Or we're going to try. I mean, people have tried that before. We're going to try to make somebody else beat us. And what the Iowa women did was they did that. Caitlin didn't have a great game. I think there's 99.9% of the people out there would love to have the game that she had, but that was a poor game for her, but she understood the situation. And when you have somebody like Shinano who can score like that, she is so good. I don't care if it's forwards going in, backwards coming in, underneath the basket, flipping it backwards. She was amazing. And she won that game for him because that was the fourth game. And it was difficult. I get it. It was extremely difficult. They kind of had, you know, it's any, they kind of had the home crowd. That's not an easy game to win. And once again, I think that, there are times that I don't like the way that games are called in the NCAA. I think there were games, the Iowa men's game last night, I thought might have been the worst game that I've seen referees so far this year. And that takes a lot. I mean, you had some athletes that were on the floor and they pretty much were not allowed to play. And I find that tough to believe. So Iowa beats Indiana 74-67 in that game. I have Monica Shazana had 30 points. She was 13 from 18 from the field, 4 of 6 from the foul line. It was fun to watch. And that is that Indiana team, that's 4 games in a row. That's tough. It is really, really tough when you have to do stuff like that. And this is, Caitlin had an off game. She was 6 for 17. She was 1 for 7. She was 5 for 5 from the free throw line. She had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 5 turnovers, and 4 fouls. And she was frustrated. And I think Lisa Bluter knew that she was frustrated. I think Caitlin knew she was frustrated. I know her teammates knew that she was frustrated. But she still did the things. She made sure she got the ball. They were pressing. She made sure that she got the ball down there. She passed off and she went away. And then she let other people work. And I had all the people... I had a bunch of people texting and tweeting me, right? What's she doing? Where's she at? How, in big game. I thought she said big game. She did something that she didn't want to do. But she did something that, if you know the Iowa program and you know Coach Bluter and Coach Jensen and you know those girls on that team, all she cares about is winning. She doesn't care about, does she like to score? Absolutely. She like to embarrass people? Absolutely. You know what she likes more than anything? Winning with her teammates. And that's what she did. And she finally, this is the part that's scary. This is the part that I sat right here and I said to my wife, the fact that mental note in her head now is, I can be a decoy and we still can win. We may be more unbeatable than I even thought we were. That's my thought process. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Top of the hour break, and I'll be right back. You're not going to want to miss it.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.